This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity, and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global, and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all, critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, themed Sarvajana Hitaye, Sarvajana Sukhaye, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa leaders meeting in Johannesburg, the Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies and three major economies. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded this evening. The two-day summit commenced yesterday under the theme Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Both leaders agreed to further advance bilateral relations in the coming months, particularly in trade, investment, technology and innovation, energy and education. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that they also agreed to unlock the potential for deeper cooperation in defence and space sectors. He stated that there has been significant momentum in India-Canada bilateral ties since their earlier meeting held during the G7 summit hosted by Canada. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is shattering drug cartels at unprecedented pace in the country. He said, following the top-to-bottom and bottom-to-top approach, Narcotics Control Bureau and the Delhi police teams recently seized 328 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 262 crore rupees in New Delhi and have arrested two people under Operation Crystal Fortress. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal called on Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu at the conclusion of his three-day visit to the West Asian country today. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said he updated Mr. Netanyahu on his discussions with his Israeli counterpart Neil Barkas and the successful holding of Business Forum and CEOs Forum. Mr. Goyal highlighted the signing of the terms of reference to launch free trade agreement negotiations, which will boost trade, investment and technology cooperation. The Commerce and Industry Minister also called on the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Bangladesh's dengue crisis deepened as 8 more people died in the past 24 hours, pushing this year's death toll to 364. According to the Directorate General of Health Services, another 778 patients were admitted to hospitals nationwide, bringing total dengue cases in 2025 to 90,264. The latest fatalities included 3 in Mymensingh, 2 Dhaka South, and 1 each in Barishal, Dhaka and Chattogram divisions. Bangladesh recorded 575 dengue deaths in 2024 and a record 1,705 in 2023. Indian origin steel tycoon Lakshmi N. Mittal has decided to leave the UK as the Labour government weighs tax changes targeting the super rich. Long based in Britain and ranked the country's 8th richest person with £15.4 billion fortune, Mittal is already a tax resident of Switzerland and is expected to spend most of his time in Dubai. He has purchased property near Dubai's Naya Island, adding to a mansion he already owns there. According to media reports, the move comes ahead of Chancellor Rachel Reeves' budget on Wednesday, which is expected to include further tax increases on the wealthy as the government seeks to plug a £20 billion hole in public finances. And that's the end of this news bulletin.